The 2010 census, the once-every-decade count of the U.S. population called for in the U.S. Constitution, is commencing, and Muslim American leaders, like leaders of other religious, ethnic, and racial groups, are working hard to inform their communities about why participating in the census is important to them and to the country. Among the many groups helping the Census Bureau conduct its 2010 count is the American Muslim Interactive Network, or AMIN, a Washington-based organization that fosters activism, community service, and civic engagement. AMIN President Hazemi Barmada recently invited members of the local Muslim community to a panel discussion about the census called Muslim Voices Matter.
Through events like this, bringing people who ordinarily would not be engaged with the census to this platform where you can actually hear from a census person and then also question that census person right back. So it's a mutual exchange, an exchange hopefully that will build a deeper understanding of A, the way the policies and procedures work internally, but also B, the importance of activism in the community.
Barmada says the audience had a lot of questions.
Why is the census important? What is going to happen with the information that the census collects? Who does the census information go to? Will people's citizenship status be affected or not affected by the census? These are all very legitimate questions, especially in light of confidentiality, because that's a big thing that keeps coming up.
The issue of confidentiality is a sensitive one for the American Muslim community, especially in this first census after passage of the Patriot Act. That legislation, passed in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, increases the ability of law enforcement agencies to use telephone calls, email, and financial and medical records to identify, detain, and deport anyone suspected of terrorism-related activities. Arab and Muslim American groups say the law has unfairly targeted their communities. At the Muslim Voices Matter panel, Census Regional Director Philip Lutz assured his audience that census data is protected.
The census is used only for statistical purposes. Individual information cannot be shared with anyone, including other federal agencies. It's exempt from the Freedom of Information Act. It's exempt from court order. It's exempt from the Patriot Act. Congress has deemed an accurate count so important that it has ironclad laws to make people feel secure and safe in filling out the form.
The data from those forms determine how the 435 seats in the House of Representatives will be divided. The data also guides funding decisions for how the federal government distributes more than $400 billion to state and local governments to finance community facilities such as schools, hospitals, and child care centers. The Census Bureau's Philip Lutz says his agency relies on trusted members of the community to encourage their neighbors to actively participate, so they can avoid the undercounting of some groups that occurred in the 2000 census.
We are trying to outreach through you, through these wonderful organizations that have partnered with us to get the word out, to localize the message, to find the trusted messengers within the community so that no one is omitted in the 2010 census. It's unacceptable that anyone in this day and age should not get their fair share and their respect that everyone deserves.
One of those community partners is the Dar al-Hijra Islamic Center in Virginia. Its director of outreach, Imam Jahadi Abdul Malik, says he has been encouraging Muslims to participate in the 2010 census, and he stands ready to help them fill out the forms.
At Dar al-Hijra, one of the things that I think is very important that we've done and that is to partner with the census to have workers in the census who will assist people in the community in Arabic language, in Urdu language, and if they need any other additional languages. We select individuals, they're interviewed, and if they pass the test and so on, then they will work for the census during this period to do the assistance for people to complete the census.
Abdul Malik acknowledges that some American Muslims remain wary about why the government that treated them with such suspicion after 9/11 now wants to collect information about them. He says he points out that the census is asking for responders' name, race, and ethnicity, not their religion, and he urges his congregation to recognize the benefits participating in the census would bring to their communities in terms of education, health care, and other services.
American Muslims have an obligation to provide for, to see to it that their communities receive the resources that they should receive, not just for themselves, but also for the benefit of their neighbors and their neighborhoods.
After listening to an imam's perspective and getting answers from a Census Bureau official, Amin President Hazemi Barmada hopes the American Muslim community understands that the way to ensure that they get the benefits they're entitled to is by taking part in the 2010 Census. For Mohammed El-Shanawi, I'm Rob Sivak, VOA News in Washington.